This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
Coach Dye is joining us, as he does each and every Monday here on the program. Coach, I hope you're staying dry with all this bad weather blowing through here.
Well, I just got my sausage and biscuit and a cup of coffee eating, and I'm sitting here in my driveway watching it rain, and still hurt from Saturday night. Who was that on the radio right before?
That was one of our callers. His name is Billy. What'd you think, Coach?
Well, I thought he was dead on. I didn't hear the early part of his conversation and comments, but I heard the last part of it. I thought he was right down the line. Just like I said, we might have played better defensively, but we played good on defense.
Oh, I agree.
No doubt. Good enough to win.
But on offense, when you get held to 117 yards, that ain't a flat tie. That's a dang blowout.
Coach, there was a lot of talk in the offseason about how much talent was on this team. Where was the talent offensively Saturday night?
Well, it never showed up. Now, Clemson, we know when you're going in that they're good on defense now.
No doubt. They
ain't that good. And I don't know, you could point a lot of fingers here, that everywhere. They didn't look too good on that first drive, except we get on that to the 1 yard line and can't score. Which has been our MO for the last 2 years in the red zone. That's everybody's on high and everybody's thing is going good, and we get on there and don't score, and that's a frustrate. That is not a win. That's a loss. From an emotional and psychological, here we go again. Standpoint, and then we get a turnover at the 12, and can't get it in. And there's another decision. Everybody's on a high from getting a turnover at the 12, and we don't get it in. It just was a frustrating night. I know it was for the coaches trying to call the right place.
What did you think of the play calling, Coach?
This don't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference what was called, whether it was the right call or the worst, the bad call. It didn't work.
Yeah.
It makes no difference.
It doesn't work.
Whether I like it or not. And if we go execute the plays that the coaches call, then we laughing and giggling and talk about winning a big game in Clemson. If it works.
Coach, what would you do with the offensive line?
Well, I don't need to get into that kind of conversation. There's enough blame to go around for everybody, and when one guy breaks down, it makes everybody look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And there was more than one. Yeah.
It just was not a very pretty.
Well, on a positive note, I'm with you, Coach. I think the defense is really good. There's a lot of athletes, a lot of depth, a lot of speed on that defense.
Yeah. But the defense has proven they was good last year. And we got a lot of the same guys back. Our offense has got to develop the kind of personality offensively that our defense has got, and they are a long ways apart as far as the manner in which you play in the game. I had my way, or all coaches have got different techniques and different philosophies about getting the football team to come together to be the best that they can be. And coach, everybody's got a different style, different standard. But it's obvious that, you know, it didn't just show up Saturday night. It showed up some against Georgia Southern. Now, I know we run 350 yards against Georgia Southern, but that was Georgia Southern. And there was some issues in that ball game too. So,
but all in all,
I know that offensively we can turn that thing around. I know we can. Now, it's that of me saying and having confidence that we can turn it around. It's got to be done. But right now, we're just a struggling football team offensively, and you can blame it on whoever you want to blame, because it's enough of it to go around for everybody.
Coach, you got to get somebody to ride with you to open up the gate for you so you don't have to get out in the rain.
Well, I sat there and waited for a little, and I got a little, because it rained so hard I couldn't get out before.
Right.
And but I'm
You're, have
I'm,
you...
I'm out, and, you know, I don't want this thing to come in here and blow a bunch of trees down and damage on the, but we need the rain.
Yeah, we're going to get it.
A 3-inch rain ain't going to hurt us a bit.
No.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
If we got 15 inches, that wouldn't be good, but we could probably stand 3 to 5 inches of rain. And it'd probably take 5 inches to get where the moisture meets the moisture, because we've been dry up here for about 6 weeks.
I remember one time, Coach, years back when I was at one of your press conferences, one of your midweek press conferences, not one of those before or after a game, when you said, listen, this is who we got, and we're going to love them, and we're going to believe in them. That's kind of what they need right now. There's no magic wands out there. You got to work the problem.
No, listen. We recruit them, we coach them, and they out. And it's been my experience that, you know, there ain't nothing wrong with the players from a standpoint that you may have a jack ass here or there, and if you work hard enough, you get rid of them. You know, they'll find an easier way to go to school or find somewhere where it ain't so hard. But, I mean, they can be brought together and, but you can't. The coaches have got to create that kind of atmosphere that's conducive to them coming together and playing the blame game on this one or that one ain't the way to get it done.
Coach, the next 2 weeks, I would think these are teams that the offense could get right against, with Mercer and Missouri, two teams that defensively should not be much of a test, but maybe Auburn can get some confidence with their offense.
Well, the only way we're going to get the kind of confidence that we need, you get a false confidence against people like that.
Yeah,
we got to line up against a good football team like we played Saturday night and win a good, hard-fought game. Then you can start picking up the kind of confidence that you need, I know that you can look back and see the trend back when Cam was playing and Nick Marshall was playing in 2010 and 2013, they won games like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where they had to make a drive at the end of the game to win it, and they did it. And we stopped people on defense, and we were near as talented back then on defense as we are now.
I agree.
But we made the stop against Texas A&M, and they had the most dynamic quarterback that maybe ever played the game. And we stopped them. And we taken it down the field against Mississippi State earlier in the year, and Nick Morrison throws a touchdown pass with 11 seconds to go in the game to win it. We lose either one of them games, we don't even go to Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to, at the end of the year, you got the Georgia and the Alabama game. It was and those two good, really good sound football teams. But we thought we hung in there, had the stuff to beat them. And some kind of way, you got to get that kind of mental toughness and mental attitude, and togetherness, and believing in each other. All of it ties together. And there ain't one way to get that, and that's through work.
You got to work the problem.
Great.
Coach,
yeah.
As always, that's great insight, and we always appreciate your time. That's good stuff this morning. Thank you so much.
All right.
We'll talk next week. Coach Pat Dye joining us here today, and I really appreciate